All right. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Great to see so many of you out here tonight supporting this great city. My name is Chris Real, and I am a Baltimorean. And I have been a Baltimorean my whole life, born at St. Agnes Hospital in the southwest part of the city. Grew up technically just over the city line in Catonsville, but my whole life growing up, we were here. We were in Baltimore. We were always here. My parents made sure of it. My granddad made sure that we were here as often as possible. We look forward to it. We come down to the waterfront. You know, we did all the hits. We went to the aquarium and the science center and the and Harbor Place. But we also came down just to for a night out, just to have dinner. We'd come for sporting events, Orioles games, back when they were in Waverly at Memorial Stadium. I can remember that. We would, even some of the deep cuts, like the Oktoberfest at the 5th Regiment Armory, which was a lot of fun for a lot of years, the Italian festivals in Little Italy, all the cultural festivals all over the city. We were here for all of it, and we loved every minute of it. And I thought of this city as like Disneyland. I mean, coming up 95... let me tell you, seeing that Wheel of Brader smokestack with Baltimore on the side was like seeing Cinderella Castle, man. I was like, we are here. We're about to have a good night. We're about to have some fun. We're about to learn something. It's going to be great. And I couldn't wait to be here. I wanted to spend all my time here growing up. And so naturally, when I graduated from high school and it was time for me to start making my own decisions, I chose to go to college in Orlando, Florida. The University of Central Florida was a university not many people had heard of. They had a pretty good film and television program, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I'm going to head on down to Florida for a couple of years and see what that's all about. And pretty much the entire time I was in Orlando, all I talked about was Baltimore. It probably got pretty irritating. I'd be like, oh man, that's not a river. You guys don't have, you know, that's not, you call that a crab cake? Give me a break, come on. You got to come to Baltimore. We know how to do it. So even at that point, I knew this was home and this was where I belonged. And so when I graduated, I moved back home. And my first job out of college was for a spring break company. And this was a tough, tough job. My job was to convince college students to take spring break trips to places like Jamaica, Cancun, and Acapulco. I mean, it was rough. And then the worst part was when the spring break period actually rolled around, we would go down on site and work those programs. So I had to spend 6 weeks every year in Jamaica running spring break programs. Brutal. It was awesome. I loved every minute of it. And it was my first foray into the tourism and hospitality space, which I never really considered career-wise. I did that for 4 years, which was probably 3 years too long. And then decided I had to stop pretending I was still in college and go out and find a real job. And I was at a crossroads. I didn't really know what to do. I had a radio TV degree, a little bit of experience in tourism. I kind of wanted to be an educator, but I also wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to write. I wanted to perform. And I wasn't sure if there was a way I could do all of the above. And then I saw an ad in the newspaper, a company called Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, was looking for step-on tour guides. And like many of you, I immediately said, what the hell is a step-on tour guide? It's basically when a motor coach group comes into the city and a local guide hops on the bus, takes the microphone, and conducts a tour for all the folks on board. So you tell the driver which way to go, and then you point things out on the right and the left, and that's pretty much all there is to it. I said, I think I can do that. I know a lot of Baltimore stories. I went in, interviewed, I got the job. And not long after that, I found myself in a position to actually buy the company, which I did in 2007, almost 20 years ago. It wasn't expensive, but it was mine. And I thought this would be an opportunity for me to own my own business maybe for a little while. And now I can't imagine doing anything else 20 years later. I tell Baltimore stories for a living. Like Jessica said, my passion has become my profession. I love it. I love talking about this city. People come from literally all over the world, and I get to showcase my favorite place. And I'm lucky because it's something I'd probably be doing anyway, so it's nice that it's something I can get paid to do now too. I've given so many tours for so many different groups, but I want to tell you tonight about the most memorable tour I ever gave. I got a call from the Baltimore Visitor Center, and they said, we have a guest here who is blind, and she would like a tour of Baltimore. Can you do it? And I said, yes, absolutely. And that's been my philosophy as a business owner for the last 20 years. Just say yes, and then figure it out. So I said yes, and then I started to figure it out. Where could I take this woman that she would, places she could experience using her other senses, places she could smell or hear or touch? So we drove by the H&S Bakery, Domino's Sugar. She could smell the bread and the molasses. Walked around the Inner Harbor waterfront, could hear the water lapping up against the seawall, could hear the people laughing, talking to one another. Went to the B&O Railroad Museum. She could feel those enormous locomotives, feel the history of American railroading. And then we went to one of my favorite spots, the University of Baltimore. And right there in the center of Gordon Plaza, there's a statue of Edgar Allan Poe, who, of course, is a big part of Baltimore's story. And I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk about Edgar Allan Poe, get out of the car, and allow her to feel around that statue a little bit. So I'm talking about Edgar Allan Poe, and she's feeling the statue. I'm talking about how important he is to the city, and she's feeling his hands, his face, reaching around the back. And she says, oh, back here behind his right elbow, there's a book carved into the statue. And I said, what? Really? And I walk around to the back of the statue, and sure enough, the artist had made this decision to include a leather-bound book carved right into that statue of Edgar Allan Poe. I had shown that statue to literally hundreds of people at that point. I never saw that book before. Not until I was with a blind person did I see that statue in its entirety. And that was a profound moment for me, because I realized that no matter how much I think I might know, I thought I knew everything there was to know about that statue. I knew the sculptor and the year, and I knew all about Edgar Allan Poe. I never saw those books before. And I realized that no matter how much I think I might know about Baltimore, there are always going to be new things to discover. And sometimes the only way to discover them is by experiencing the world from someone else's point of view, from someone else's perspective. That really stayed with me. And something else occurred to me after I gave that tour. I think a lot of folks look at Baltimore the way I used to look at that statue. They think they know what it's all about. They think they have a handle on it. Maybe they saw a TV show about it. But they didn't take the time to look harder. They didn't get the whole picture. They didn't get the last piece of the puzzle. They didn't get the full story. They didn't flip the record over and listen to the B-side. And so that's what I try to do every day. I call myself a tour guide, but I like to think of myself as an ambassador, as a storyteller for a place that I care about very, very deeply, a place that I love very, very much. And every single day, I try my hardest to show all those folks that are visiting, to show the whole world those books behind the statue. So thank you all very much for welcoming me tonight. It's been a pleasure.